everyone, and welcome to IT Coffee Break Podcast. I'm Anastasia, your host. In this super quick 10 questions series, we have a perfect opportunity to get to know Zuzana Klimikova, our Scrum Master at EPAM Slovakia. Hi, Zuzana, welcome and thanks for joining.
Hello.
I'm super excited to learn more about you and your current role at EPAM. So without further ado, let's just dive into my first question. So how long have you been with EPAM Slovakia?
It is a year, exactly a year that I am in EPAM Slovakia. So it is now also a time for me to recheck, have a little bit retro for myself. And I must say, I'm quite happy here.
Good to know that. And talking about retrospective, you are a Scrum Master. So could you please tell us a little bit, what's your job in a nutshell? What do you do on a daily basis?
I'm working as a Scrum Master, as you mentioned, / Agile Coach, at least on team level, for international customer with two teams. This project is part of a bigger team, bigger stream, and I'm in daily touch with product owners, with customers directly, and also with team members who are from various countries, various companies. I actually love it when the projects are very international. And also I am in touch with other Scrum Masters who are active in other parts of our project, all about right communication and also synchronization. Because if you are working in a bigger project, you need to be always aware what is going on multiple levels. So it's quite an interesting project.
Thank you so much for this broad overview. And my next question would be, could you name maybe the top skills, maybe unique qualities that are needed to be successful in this role of a Scrum Master?
So the Scrum Master, I believe, has to be resourceful and also creative, in the sense like enjoying the creativity in the team, because we are delivering brand new products. There is definitely huge creativity behind, but also creative in the sense like you have to come up with fresh, new, interesting ideas in process, in approach, or provide another perspective. Like you are coaching not only team members, you are coaching also the customer, provide service in the sense like providing the best possible solutions from process perspective. So you are a little bit touching also processes. So this role is for open-minded people who enjoy working like with others, providing better way of collaboration, co-work. So the sense is like it's a long run collaboration. You have to create a good working environment. This is the main actually activity for me. So I guess open-minded, curious, resourceful.
I love that indeed. What do you like the most about your recent project?
I mentioned already the fact that I love international projects, so you have to adapt and challenge yourself also to understand what is the driver for people, developers from other countries. Also, like, it's absolutely great to be in creative environment where inside of your own project, colleagues work on UX, work with end user feedback. So it's creative, as we mentioned, but also challenging in the fact that it is a customer-faced project. So your product owners are actually your customers. It's more, I would say, more a little bit senior. It's challenging. I like these challenges. So this is a driver also for me personally. And I worked previously as project manager, so I can understand a bigger picture also thanks to this project, because we are delivering on multiple levels. So this is what I currently enjoy, that not only Scrum Mastership as such, but also learning a whole new bigger picture how actually agile projects are running now.
Each role, each profession has some myths or misconception. Mm-hmm. And what's a common misconception about your role or about agility, agile attitude as a whole in general, you would like to call out?
I would say biggest misconception is agile solves every problem that you have in your life. No, it's unfortunately not true. Maybe that's why I'm using my previous knowledge as a project manager, that it's always good to know when to use in the right moment, agile approach, agile practices, and when to just use common sense, for example. Like when I'm mentioning project management, I would add another misconception. Scrum Master is not PMO, is not administrator of your project. I would say it could be done, but it shouldn't be the main activity.
Thanks so much for this misconception called out. And talking about professional growth, what is your next professional challenge as you like them so much?
Biggest challenge is ahead in few months. Our customer would like to adapt a SAFe.
What's that?
This scaled agile framework. It's ideal for bigger organizations which are scaling on multiple levels. Imagine bigger project, like we are several teams. We need to align on certain processes to be able to release on certain time the latest update of the product. So it's about synchronization of multiple teams working on the same product. It's really helpful for bigger organizations like our international customer. So challenges here to adapt these processes, but also understand them in such a way that you can say, okay, this brings me some value, not only to the product, but also value for me on daily level, how I'm working. I would like to adapt it in such a way that also people in the team believe that it brings value for them on daily work.
And talking about the value, what motivates you to work in IT in general?
It's the creative process, which I mentioned also previously, like to work on a new product, new approach. I like creativity, but I'm also a practical person. So I enjoy this combination of the products. It's brand new, you have to come up with new ideas, but still, you are using the product in your daily business. So this is quite interesting for me, this combination of practicality and creative process. And also on other side in IT, companies in IT are front runners in work-life balance, actually. Also in working models, like new approaches towards daily work, collaboration. In IT, the companies you are working for are responding to the surroundings, to the user needs, but also like imagine bigger picture around you. So it's like you are also up to date with your working model, but also with the products. So it's quite trendy also to work in the IT.
Lovely. I love that. So trendy working in IT. Talking about the work-life balance and creativity, you know, highly motivated people, highly creative people need that kind of balance. So when you're not working, you can be found doing what?
I'm from northern part of Slovakia, so it's beautiful nature here, like multiple national parks. So I love hiking in nature. That's one part. I would photograph everything what is around me. So previously, for example, I was photographer of music bands, also like photographer of, for example, Hungarian theater in Košice for one summer at least. So you would find me taking photos somewhere in the nature, probably.
You mentioned that you're learning every day, basically. And what are you researching the most right now, I wonder?
Currently, actually, I've received a brand new book about architecture, but I mean not IT architecture, yeah, really buildings. I'm a huge fan of modernism, you know, architecture in 20th century, 20s, 30s, and I received a nice book about architecture in Wrocław, actually, from the beginning of the 30s. It is about like workplace and house exhibition. I was wondering, okay, where I can get more even infos that I can understand how maybe this architecture influenced also architecture in Slovakia. So I'm a huge fan of this architecture and I always love to research some more detailed information about this.
Yeah, that's really cool. And talking about this exciting new information about yourself, maybe could you tell us something extra, something more interesting about yourself? Most people don't know, though architecture was quite a choice, I would say.
Actually, my dream job was to be a lawyer. I studied actually law and worked also as a lawyer, but only at the beginning of my career. And what many people do not know, thanks to law, actually, I started to work in IT.
Really? How's that?
End user agreements, you know, 500 pages of contracts, which you don't read when you download an application. Yeah, that was my job.
Oh, that's a nice career change.
I found more interesting the application as the contract. So I decided to move on to IT.
And lucky we have you in IT. So thank you so much, Zuzanna. It's been really fun and really interesting. And of course, stay tuned for our next episode and for our next hero. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.